This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Harry Reid stalls to vote on the Blunt Conscience Protection Amendment. What happens next?
Live from Washington, D.C., J. Seculo Live.
I would simply note with regard to the bishops that they never supported health care reform to begin with.
Did you ever think there might be another way?
In his statement on Friday addressing the supposed compromise on this mandate, President Obama said, quote, "From the very beginning of this process, I spoke directly to various Catholic officials," unquote. Now, prior to Friday, February 10th, did you consult with any individual Catholic bishop or the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops about this so-called compromise?
I bet you haven't heard a word I've said.
I did not speak to the Catholic
bishops. Okay, that's all I want to know.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Are they serious? How do you make a law where an employer can decide his own religious beliefs violates your right to be insured?
Oh, absolutely. Let's say somebody believes that medicine doesn't cure anybody of a disease, but prayer does. And then they decide no medicine. And under the Blunt Amendment, they could do just that.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to J. Seculo Live. Well, as you know, Harry Reid didn't follow through on his promise to allow a vote on the Blunt Amendment that would have rescinded what the president and his administration did through the HHS mandate. They said, oh, Harry promised to vote on it tomorrow, said everything, you know, we're going to allow people to vote on this. We don't like it, but we'll allow it now. Now, he used a procedural tool, so he lied to everybody. Not a total shock there, but the soonest we'll have a vote now is after next week because they won't be in town next week. So, folks, we were told we'd have a vote. We were preparing for the vote, and then, boom, at the last minute. Let me go to Stan Bennett, because, Stan, what did Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, do after promising this vote? What did he pull? What kind of procedural move did he do?
It's really pretty simple, Jordan. I mean, bottom line is he lied. He promised earlier in the week he was going to allow for a vote. The time for amendments came up on the Senate floor, and he used a procedural gimmick. It's called filling the tree, but it's really not that important. He offered a bunch of motions and meaningless amendments to block out the other amendments. So he went back on his word, plain and simple. We've got to call him for it. He lied. He accomplished a two-week delay, but make no mistake about it. The United States Senate is still going to vote on this. All he's accomplished is a delay. He lied to the American people, but this vote's still going to happen. We still have to hold senators accountable for it.
And I think this is interesting, Than and Jordan, that actually I think this delay actually helps us, because as I look at the situation, the pressure is mounting on the White House. You've got that great statement, which I'm going to play again after the break, the dialogue between Harry Reid and Senator Hatch and Kathleen Sebelius. Very, very clear statements there. So we're going to want to get into that. But the fact that there's been this delay, which, A, I'm not shocked that Harry Reid didn't live up to his word where he said he'd allow for an up or down a vote on this amendment. Their concern, of course, is that the amendment would have passed and would have put some Democrats that are pro-life, that are opposed to this, also in a very difficult spot. We wanted your calls, though, folks. How do you feel about this whole situation with this mandate attacking religious liberty, which is what it really is? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Are you surprised that the so-called vote that was going to happen on the Conscience Protection Amendment did not take place? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, U.S. Catholic Conference of Catholic Bishops said that the accommodation does not work. It does not go far enough. They are formally opposing it. Members of the House are opposing it as well. We want your reaction, your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, we've got right now almost 61,000 people signed up online, probably another 15,000 by phones. The fact is, this week delay here is actually to give us time to continue momentum now towards 100,000 people opposing what the president's done here, not just to the Catholic Church, but to religious liberty generally.
Right, and one of the groups, Catholic Charities USA, which is one of the biggest to supposedly have support this compromise, has come out today and said, we never supported the compromise. We said it was a step in the right direction. At least they're having a dialogue with us, but now they've joined with the bishop saying, if this is the last compromise, absolutely not. So we need to take a stand. We got two more weeks. Let's build the momentum. 877-989-2255. Let's take advantage of Harry Reid lying to us. Build the momentum. 2 weeks. 877-989-2255.
It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
We've got to take back the House. I saw pictures of Boehner and Cantor on our screens. Don't ever let me see again in life those Republicans in our hall on our screens talking about anything. These are demons.
That's Congresswoman, that's right, U.S. Congresswoman Maxine Waters from California referring to Eric Cantor and John Boehner as demons she never wants to see again in the halls of Congress. The dialogue is really, you know, it's gotten so formal again, and we've really toned down everything. I mean, you understand the attack now, and the issues have become so partisan, you can't even have a real dialogue on issues like the HHS mandate, but you get called a demon. And that's what happens to Eric Cantor and John Boehner for speaking out on issues, and that's not liberal activists, that's members of Congress calling their colleagues demons, not wrong on an issue, not saying they disagree with them, not saying what their policies are bad, actually calling them demons. It kind of sets the tone for the mood of Washington, D.C. Right now when it comes down to fighting every one of these issues.
You know, it's interesting here. If this would have come from conservatives, this would have been huge, huge news. But, of course, it comes from the left, so it's not. But there you have it. She's calling Eric Cantor and John Boehner demons. All Republicans demons, but those two in particular. I'll tell you, that not only is that vitriolic language, they don't want to have a debate. And here's why they do not want to have a debate. I'm going to lay out the evidence for you as we talk about this whole conscience clause issue. We've been litigating what we call conscience clause cases for 10 years. That's no one in the medical profession should be forced to participate in abortion procedures. Well, now you've got the insurance mandate requiring Catholic hospitals, other Christian institutions to have these contraceptives, abortifacients in their plans that violates their religious conscience. Now, here is what Elijah Cummings, the Democrat from Maryland, had to say. I want you to listen to the entire soundbite talking about the hearings that were going on. Listen to what he has to say, and then I'm going to read you what Catholic Charities actually said.
The chairman is promoting a conspiracy theory that the federal government is conducting a war against religion. He has stacked the hearing with witnesses who agree with his position. He has not invited Catholic Health Association, Catholic Charities, Catholics United, or a host of other Catholic groups that praise the White House for making the accommodation they made last week.
All right, well, the leading Catholic charity, Catholic Charities USA, which was the group Elijah Cummings just talked about, issued a statement just 2 days ago saying they want it to be known, they want it to be clear that they have not endorsed the administration's, quote, compromise, and that there's been mischaracterizations in the media. Then let me take it a step further. I'm laying out the case for you here, folks. Listen to this exchange between Senator Hatch and Secretary of HHS Sebelius on this issue of did you consult Catholic leadership on this issue, which, remember, the administration said they did. Take a listen.
In his statement on Friday addressing the supposed compromise on this mandate, President Obama said, quote, "From the very beginning of this process, I spoke directly to various Catholic officials," unquote. Now, prior to Friday, February 10th, did you consult with any individual Catholic bishop or the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops about this so-called compromise?
I did not speak to the Catholic
bishops. Okay, that's all I want to know.
All right, now, Than, you've got some additional information. They didn't talk to the Catholic bishops, but who did they talk to?
This is so offensive. She didn't speak to the Catholic bishops when she was supposedly trying to accommodate them, but Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards was in the room when they wrote this policy. So listen, they're not even going to talk to the Catholic bishops, but they're going to listen to the abortion industry in writing a policy to try to appease the bishops. It just makes no sense, and Jay, I have to tell you, it is a clear picture of who this president is beholden to.
All right, folks, this is what we want to do right now. I want to encourage you to go to your phones. This is very important. We've got now a little bit more time because the Senate did not vote on the conscience bill. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition online there, or you can call us right now. We've got a chance. I laid out the evidence for you, folks. Let's take the stand for religious liberty. Let's get a reversal of this policy here. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. And I encourage you to do that because it's making a difference, folks. We've heard from almost 70,000 of you online. It'll be close to 100,000 when we add the phone calls up. I want Than to be able to take 100,000 names over to the Senate and say, we want this bill rescinded. Again, 877-989-2255. This mandate has to go. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. We just laid out the evidence for you, folks. They don't think the American people are going to react, but Jordan, as we can tell by our phone lines are lit up, the American people are reacting.
Absolutely. Let's get right to the calls. Mike calling from Indiana on line 6. Mike, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Mike. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Great to hear from you. First of all, God bless you for what you're doing.
Thanks.
Doing great work. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you great.
Okay. What irks me is where in the world is the ACLU in this? Anytime the church tries to influence government, anytime the church tries to influence government, they're all over the place. But anytime the government tries to influence,
yeah, well, you're asking a good question. Where are the groups that are supposed to be in favor of religious freedom and religious liberty? Where is the ACLU? I'll tell you where they're not. They're not joining us right now at this point, that's for sure. Than, on Capitol Hill, and Jordan, what are you hearing? We're checking it out on their website right now. But what are you hearing on the Hill?
Of course they're fine with this. I mean, they're totally fine with any kind of government telling churches what they've got to do, religious institutions, organizations, what they have to do. They're not about protecting the religious employer. They buy into the same mindset. They know that if they can get this final 2 or 3% holdouts that should be exempted from some of the Obamacare mandates, and it have been traditionally in the past, and it would have been traditionally in the past, even with this kind of government-sized takeover of a healthcare system, that if they can get that final 3%, their pro-abortion agenda, which they are very pro-abortion at the ACLU, will be met, because everyone will be forced to make a decision, close down or provide these kind of coverages.
Than, let's get a sense of what's going on Capitol Hill right now. I know, obviously, we're aggressively engaged in this. What is the sense? What are you hearing from other groups? How's the engagement level going on this right now?
Well, the groups on the other side, Jay, they're just not here. I mean, the ACLU is not present, and Jordan's exactly right on that. But Harry Reid's move in the Senate yesterday does shift some of the attention back to the House side. Congressman Jeff Fortenberry's bill, it's moving forward. Daryl Issa is doing a hearing today. But just to kind of follow up on that point, Jay, the hard ideologues, the groups on the outside, they're not engaging. But let me tell you, there are a lot of Democrats that are offended by this. I mean, Representative Dan Lipinski, who's a Democrat in the House, he said today, despite news reports, nothing has really changed. We have a vague statement about who's going to pay for what, but it's nothing but a shell game. So the people that want to say this is partisan, when it comes to members of Congress who have to answer to their voters, we can work with Republicans and Democrats on this, even if the outside groups on their side won't help us.
Folks, I want to play again. I know this is we played this before, but I'm playing this again. This is number 31. This is the Maxine Waters statement. This is what we're fighting, folks. This is, you're talking about demonization of politics. Literally, this is what we're talking about. Listen to this.
We've got to take back the House. I saw pictures of Boehner and Cantor on our screens. Don't ever let me see again in life those Republicans in our hall on our screens talking about anything. These are demons.
These are demons. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is calling Eric Cantor and John Boehner demons. And she's expecting the American people to just be rolled over on one of the biggest religious liberty challenges in our lifetime? Well, the answer to that is no. So I want you to send a message to Maxine Waters. If you haven't signed the petition at ACLJ.org, that statement alone, calling the conservatives demons, is reason enough for you to do it at ACLJ.org or call us right now, folks. This is absolutely outrageous. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, this really is unbelievable, the vitriolic nature this has gone to.
That's right, and we have to all take a stand here, because if you let it become about politics and partisanship, and then what Dan just said, it scares away those Democrats who are willing to take a stand against the administration here. We can't allow that to happen. This should not be a Republican-Democrat issue. This should be a religious freedom, a religious liberty issue, where we all unite. You don't just need to be a Catholic. You need to understand the full ramifications and scope. The ACLU, by the way, Dad, we check, is calling them the Catholic bishops wolves in sheep's clothing.
Well, yeah, let's talk
wolves
about that for a minute.
Wolves in sheep's clothing.
You got the ACLU calling the Catholic bishops wolves in sheep's clothing. You got Congresswoman Maxine Waters calling Eric Cantor and John Boehner demons. I mean, folks, you realize, Jordan, go ahead, but you realize what's going on here? This is unprecedented.
Everyone should realize what's going on here. I mean, you've got the demonization of Catholic bishops. You'd be calling them wolves in sheep's clothing, and members of Congress, the House, you know, the GOP leader, the Speaker of the House, are now demons because you don't agree with the policies that they put forward, even though the American people elected them, their constituents elected them, they elected a Republican majority of the House, and they're demons. I mean, that would mean that the majority of American people elected demons. I mean, because that's who they chose to lead the House of Representatives. It's understanding, Dad, it's trying to stall out on the president's behalf any kind of bipartisan support for anything that would be against President Obama.
This is the ultimate political move by the White House, to call the Catholic bishops wolves in sheep's clothing, to call the leadership of the House, Eric Cantor and John Boehner, demons, is the ultimate in political manipulation. Folks, let's take a direct action here. We're going to get over 100,000. Go to ACLJ.org or you call us right now, 877-989-2255. Send a message right back to Maxine Waters, 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard, or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to let you know that this isn't just Republicans and Democrats, because there's Democrats that have been outraged about this move by HHS and the White House as well. It's not just Catholics. Just a few moments ago, Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik from Yeshiva University, before the United States, I think it was the House of Representatives, in a hearing, made this statement about HHS's rule.
My concern is when Congress or the administration comes in and says, well, I see that there are some members of one faith who say this, some members of the other faith who say this, so we're going to unilaterally side with these people and force everyone, even over their objections, to violate their conscience. In general, a religious community and a religious organization should be free to define what the tenets of their faith are, and they should be listened to when they are told that a particular demand or mandate by the federal government violates those liberties.
There's a perfect statement by the rabbi from Yeshiva University as to exactly what's at stake here. This is pure conscience. But again, folks, I'm playing what Maxine Waters is saying. We've got the ACLU calling the bishops wolves in sheep clothing. And listen again to Maxine Waters.
We've got to take back the House. I saw pictures of Boehner and Cantor on our screens. Don't ever let me see again in life those Republicans in our hall on our screens talking about anything. These are demons.
So we got the Catholic bishops or the wolves in sheep clothing. All of us, I guess, represent those that support Congressman Cantor and Speaker Boehner are demons. They're demons, so I guess that makes us. And everybody that's opposed to Maxine Waters' view of the world is not only just someone that has a different political position. We're either wolves in sheep clothing or demons. That's the attack, Jordan, that's going on right now. That's why people need to react.
Yeah, absolutely, and we need to hear from all of you folks. You're calling demons, calling wolves in sheep's clothing, Catholic bishops wolves in sheep's clothing. It's time to take a stand, and you need to understand it's not just about Catholics, about all of us who care about religious liberty and religious freedom and our First Amendment rights. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Don, calling from North Carolina, online too. Don, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Don. Don, you're on the air.
Looks like we need to go back to Don. Let's go to Barbara, calling from Kentucky on line three. Barbara, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. At the beginning of the show, you said that Congress is going to be out for a week. What is going to prevent Obama from jumping in and doing his own agenda during that time like he's done in the past?
Nothing. The American people. I mean, this is the fact of the matter. I think we've got to be realistic. The president has made the statement. I don't have the soundbite with me, but he said, if Congress isn't going to act, I'm going to. I mean, this is the situation. This is what he says, and I believe it. And, you know, I think that's why. Look, we've got a government affairs team in Washington, D.C. We've got our legal teams in Washington, and we're working these issues. And, Than, we're going to – as these issues come up, that's the great thing about being live on radio every day. As these things are breaking, we're doing a legal analysis and getting it right to you, and people are responding.
Yeah, this is why it's so important that we're here, Jay, because you're right. Nothing stops the president from moving forward, as he has on executive nominations, this issue, other issues. But we are going to be here telling you what's happened. And by the way, we're still engaged in the litigation as well. I mean, right now the fight's on the legislation, but we just filed a brief in front of the court.
Sure did.
You know what? I sure hope the Supreme Court's paying attention here. We've told them as much, but now they can see we were right. This was about more than just health care. This is about every area of your life, and that's what that case is going to be about when they hear it in just a couple of months.
Yeah, we actually another brief of ours was filed yesterday at the Supreme Court of the United States on the Obamacare legislation, representing 119 members of the United States Congress. Next week I'm going to be telling you, in Montana, a lawsuit's been filed against that Jesus statute. We're going to be in there fighting that one, too. I'm looking at drafts of the brief today. Folks, we're fighting back on all these counts. Let me let you know that our team is there even when Congress is out of session, keeping an eye on what's going on in Washington on a whole host of issues. But I'm looking at our screen right now. 60,967 of you have signed up online to protect religious liberty and stop this religious institutions from having to violate their conscience. Let's get that over 61,000 by the end of the broadcast. ACLJ.org, or simply call us, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's get right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110.
Susan calling from Colorado on line one. Susan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for all you do. Hey, I have a couple quick comments.
Sure.
Number one, I don't believe this was a health care reform bill. I think it was a government takeover of our lives bill.
Yep.
I think the abortion mandate in it was just, it was out there and stuff. We knew about it. Whatever that thing he did with his signature didn't do nothing. And I'm calling on every Christian to, when you go out and vote in 2012, vote your faith and not just because somebody is a certain color, because we are, you know, I mean, this guy, it seems like these whole people worship at the altar of abortion.
Well, that's the statement I made. And, it's vote your conscience. The problem is this. You got the government telling you right now, violate your conscience. And then you got Maxine Waters calling, two Republicans demons. You got the ACLU calling the Catholic bishops wolves in sheep's clothing. And you've got an agenda here that's going forward, and they're trying to march it to the finish line. But the American people are reacting. I mean, look, I really believe that by the end of this campaign of ours, we're going to have heard from 100,000 of you. That's going to be a big statement. So we've got to continue to fight back. Jordan, let's grab another call. We're going to fight back on this issue and not give up.
Yeah, let's take another call. AJ calling from California on line two. AJ, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, AJ.
Thanks for having me live. I'm ashamed to be from California. I hope she's not reelected. And I wanted to know, do you know how many times in the Concordance Bible the left and right are mentioned, the words left and right? And it's always evil when it's toward the left.
You know, but here's what you've got. You've got members of Congress calling Republican leadership demons. I mean, actually using the name demons to describe who they are. And Jordan and Than, you're both up there right now. This is the problem with the entire structure. When you've got, if this was coming from the right, could you imagine the reaction of this?
Let me just say this. I mean, let me say this to AJ. What that quote that you heard from Maxine Waters, that's not from a rank and file member. That's from the next chairman of the House Financial Services Committee if the Democrats were to take over. So that is from the leadership. But here's got to be the focus, Jay. We've got to focus on these members like Dan Lipinski who can see through this. We've got to point out what their leadership is doing.
Who's a Democrat?
Absolutely. But it's the Maxine Waters of the world that, frankly, are driving their party and are driving their leadership right now. It's just got to be pointed out using their own words.
Well, Dan Lipinski has been very clear. He said this changes nothing. It's a semantic word game. And that's the problem here. And that's why I think you got to give credit to Dan Lipinski from Illinois. He says, despite the news report, nothing has really changed. We have a vague statement about who's going to pay for what, but nothing but a shell game. That's not from a Republican, folks. That is from a Democrat. Jordan, it's fight back time here. We got to take this seriously, and we are on the march.
Well, I hope people are ready to call right now and take a stand. Listen, Harry Reid lies to us, say we're going to get a vote yesterday afternoon. We're all prepared for it. He wants to give us another couple of weeks to organize. Let's take advantage of it. Let's encourage people like Democrat Congressman Dan Lipinski and others to stand up. We need their voices. We need your voices. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Call it now.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you this, folks. I just looked at our website. Over 61,000 of you have joined. We've added 1,000 signatures just in the last 30 minutes. Hundreds on the phones. As George just said, folks, time to take it back. They're not going to call the leadership of the Republican Party demons and the Catholic bishops wolves in sheep's clothing. React! Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll keep you posted tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secolo Show. Jordan Secolo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secolo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecolo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secolo Show via email, info@secolo.com.